Here's Grandpa's laboratory. Now come on and follow me. I'll show you mystic magic things from A right through to Z. Now A's for abracadabra, a magic word I know. Now B is for those friendly bats all hanging in a row. C is for my cauldron that's bubbling on the fire. And D's for dark and dismal, two words that I admire. E is for electric chair, my very favorite seat. And F's for Friday the 13th, a day that can't be beat. A G is for ghosts and goblins, each night here they hold sway. And H, of course, means Halloween, ooh, that happy holiday. Now I is for a human, like a demon or a ghoul. And J is for Jack the Ripper, I knew him all through school. Now K is for our kitty, who prowls around at night. And L's for flashing lightning, oh what a pretty sight. Now M stands for the Munsters, a fun group one and all. And N is for the nighttime, when creatures creep and crawl. O is for the wise old owl, who lives in our treetop. And P's for poison ivy, we've grown a lovely crop. Now Q is for slimy quicksand, I'm sure you would have guessed. And R is for the raven, who makes our clock his nest. S is for this skeleton, whose eyes stare into space. And T is for Transylvania, my very favorite place. Now U is for the undertaker, a friend who let you down. And V, well, V's for vampire, there's just a few in town. Now W's for witchcraft, at which I'm quite a pro. And X, X marks the spot, that's Eddie's pet, you know. Now Y is for our yard out back, which I really dig the most. And Z, it stands for a zombie, that's for his cousin to a ghost. Now that completes our dungeon tour. I'm glad you came along. Oh, we've covered the whole alphabet in Grandpa's little song. Oh, but Grandpa's rather sleepy from working in the lab. So if you'll please excuse me. I think I'll hit the slab.
Thank you, Grandpa. And now, if you're going to take a nap, I think I'll take our friend upstairs to meet Eddie.
Okay. And any time you want to hear my alphabet poem again, just open my trap door. Drop in.